8:54 at WEOL. This portion of WEOL Spotlight on Avon is brought to you by Comstar Credit Union in Elyria, Lorain, Amherst, and Avon. Visit Comstar and love where you bank. And we're joined this morning by Aaron Beasy and also Dave Jezeski. Good morning.
Morning. Thanks morning. For having us.
Why do you say love where you bank? Tell me about what does that really mean for you?
Well, that just means that we're trying to give people the experience of the credit union difference, where you can come in and actually have a personalized experience, still getting all the products and services that you would at a major bank, but just something local that you can be a part of, that you have a say in. Since we are a nonprofit, we're member-owned, and it really is a different banking experience.
So once I put some of my hard-earned money with you, I become a part of you, right? Is that how that really works?
That's correct.
That's exactly right.
Talk about some of the things that are going on at the Avon branch.
So we're pretty excited to be a part of Avon. We're actually Avon's first credit union, and we've got some exciting things coming up with the pool here in Avon, the Aquatic Center. We're going to be a longtime sponsor of the Aquatic Center. And so we've got a lot of promotions that will be coming up for that.
Being a part of the community is really important then for the folks at Comstar.
It is. You know, in all of the areas that we serve in Lorain County, being part of the community, being membership owned, really makes a big difference for us.
How many members do you have?
Well, currently we have close to about 10,000 members.
What does it take to be a member? A lot of times people, they heard of credit unions, they're not quite sure exactly. Sometimes you had to have a certain affiliation. What has changed, or how are things, what is it like with credit unions these days?
Well, there's different types of credit unions. Comstar Credit Union is a community-based credit union, so that means anyone that lives, works, worships, goes to school, or has some affiliation with Lorain County is eligible for membership.
Pretty much as everybody, I think.
Basically,
for the most part.
Yep.
You cover the bases on there as well. What are some of the key reasons you think people should be a part of a credit union? What do you think the services that are of a good benefit for somebody?
Well, I think for the most part, being a not-for-profit, we have a tendency to have lower loan rates, higher dividend rates, which helps out our members keep a little more cash in their pocket. And we have this community involvement, and we think that's important to support the people that support us.
A lot of times with banking, people like don't even go into a branch. They do it online electronically. They have a card that they take. They take money out of machines. How does Comstar fit into that kind of a...
Well, we're actually really excited that we're currently developing a mobile app that will allow our members to bank from their couches at home. And we're redoing our website to kind of make all of that online banking and those processes a little bit easier for everybody. And Comstar is a co-op shared branch. So not only do you have access to our four locations in Lorain County, but there's more than 5,000 shared branch credit union locations that you can visit across the country, and more than 30,000 fee-free ATMs that they have access to. So we are kind of everywhere that they need to be when they're a member with us.
And that's a key, I guess. Some people think, well, I know there's a branch here. As you say, you know, there's one in Elyria, Lorain. They see a few branches, but they're not sure where it is. But being a credit union, then you have the affiliations with other credit unions across.
That's right. We, you know, being a not-for-profit, the credit unions are very cooperative with other credit unions, even though they're not our members. Anyone that's a credit union member can come into any one of our branches and see if we can help them transact their business on another credit union's system. That's just part of the credit union difference.
I've also noticed, and as a full disclosure, I am a member of Comstar Credit Union.
I confess I am too.
I need to sort of state that, I guess.
How about that?
Any reason related to that.
Now, is this not good for identity theft or, you know, hackers?
What does that mean?
But we just told everybody where some of our money is.
They could just follow me around and see where where I go if you wanted to do that sort of thing. But the reason I brought that up just is because I will get mailings, things related to, because there are sort of other benefits that you get, sometimes related to some insurance or other things that as a group, I guess, of people, they are sort of a buying power of sorts related to other things too, right?
That's true. You know, you just talked about identity theft, and that's one of the things that our membership came to us about a year or so ago and said, hey, we'd like ComStar to offer some type of identity theft program. So a lot of our accounts now come with that identity theft. It's very similar to like a LifeLock type product, so we can protect our members' assets, even if people are following you around now that you've told them where you do your banking.
You know, we've often too heard reports more recently about new car sales picking up, progressing nicely. Same thing in the home industry for newer homes in particular, or even older ones. What's the atmosphere in terms of lending? How would you describe it now?
I would say that obviously in 2008, 2009, things were pretty tough for people to borrow money. ComStar, because we're not for profit, we have a tendency to try and listen to people's stories a little bit more. So we try and help folks out on the lending side that maybe some traditional banks might not do. Right now, especially on the mortgage and the auto loan side, we've been very busy because we have very competitive rates. We have a very great loan department. And actually, we started doing commercial lending. Now we're actually the only credit union in Lorain County that does commercial lending for small businesses. So our focus on lending has been to serve the community and probably always will be.
Well, we appreciate you stopping in and sharing a little bit of what you do in the community. And I know, as you mentioned, you'll be involved in different things. They'll see ComStar. The blue is the color, right? That's what your color is? Blue?
Blue and green.
Blue and green for ComStar Credit Union. And our guest today has been Aaron Beasley and also Dave Jezeski. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate your time this morning as well.
Thank you.
Now, Craig, full disclosure, I used to buy yarn at the building that ComStar is currently located. Now, the building that they're in on Detroit Road used to be a bank.
Right.
And then the whatever bank was there before had left, the building structure was there. And then it became a yarn place for knitting and yarn. And I had spent some time in there as well.
I confess some of that product's in my home, too.
They moved out there, and now it was open, and then ComStar opened.
Maybe it's the building. We just keep going back to the building. We went there for the yarn. We go there for the credit union.
I guess so as well. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the green money that I get rather than that green scan of yarn that I used to pick up. But lots going on here in the community. And we have another day of Spotlight on Avon. And we'll have that's coming up tomorrow here on WEOL. The check of news is coming up next.